But on Thursday morning, Keith Klein and Sue Wanzer join us. They don't talk golf. That's Mick Renheisen at 8:30. So we'll get education issues. And before, and Sue, are you with us this morning? Are you there in your spot? You're over there. I see you. Sue, are
yes,
you there?
Yes, I am.
Good to see you.
I am in my spot.
You're in your spot.
I'm in my spot.
Keith's to my left. You're to my right. That's just how we do it.
Roll call.
It's theater of the mind. You can. It's a big plush chair. You put your feet up, and we'll have a cup of coffee and talk local education
issues.
You
don't drink coffee in school.
You're not allowed to do
students.
That?
Students. Well, the teacher may. But.
Well, the teacher should be allowed to get through that day.
Exactly.
Don't forget, next Tuesday, we will have our monthly visit with Dr. Mike Wilcox.
That's right.
From RBB. They go back to school August 3rd. That's really, really right around the corner. Mm-hmm. And the MCCSE gets back on August 9th. So before we know it, everything's going to be full steam ahead.
Well, it is, and as I've chatted with different teachers or staff around the community, you know, people are getting excited and getting ready. And as you recall, we had our calendar committee work on adjusting our calendar, people feeling that maybe we started just a little bit too early. So we did back it up a bit. So August 9th is, although it sounds early to some, it's a later date than what we had been.
Back it up a bit.
Yeah.
Well, it
we backed it up a few days.
A few days is better than none. And the one question that everybody wants to know, and I'm not sure if you guys have this answer, is why do you start in the middle of the week like you normally do? Why don't you just go on a Monday and go forward? Is this just easing everybody back into it?
You know, we could, but we do that, and then our teachers start at the beginning of the week because our teachers come in earlier than the kids. So they
that's
have an
why.
Official start day of Monday. Although, I'm saying official because I know very many teachers, and I'm going to guess most of them, have already been in their classrooms, setting up classrooms, getting things ready for the school year. It's hard to keep teachers out of the school sometimes.
And if that's where the really good air condition is, I don't blame them if they're going to be in there for the next couple of days. Sue Wanzer and Keith Klein are our guests this morning. We talk local education issues every Thursday morning just after 8:05. And Keith, obviously, you have a board meeting coming up next Tuesday.
Coming up Tuesday. And one of the big issues, and this is a carryover from our last board meeting, is the lunch policy issue. And Sue, I know you want to talk about that.
Well, you know, at our last board meeting, we were going to discuss our policy for non-payment of lunches. So what happens when a kid comes through the line and doesn't have enough money to pay, and we know that if they were taking a hot lunch, part of that couldn't be reused was taken away, and they were given an alternate meal of a sandwich and milk and fruit. After listening to a lot of community comments at the last meeting, Superintendent DeMuth said, she thought she should take that information and rewrite the policy. And what she did on top of that was invite many of those people who had made comments to come to a meeting a couple weeks ago to help her devise how this was going to work. And she has developed that and this morning sent the board a new rewritten policy, which is something that the board approves, and then the guidelines that go along with it. The board does not approve the guidelines. The superintendent writes the guidelines to comply with the policy.
Right. And part of this had to do with federal rules and getting things up to date on that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the reason the policy was examined in the first place. But the policy, which is an issue nationwide, it's not just an issue here, about a lunch was taken from a student and an alternate lunch was given to that student. That will no longer be the case.
And then also that will save food from being thrown away. And that satisfies some other angles in the community that people were wondering why that was happening. So I think, Sue, when you look at it from all sides, in a good compromise, everybody kind of got what they needed or wanted.
Well, and there's one other element to this, Sue, and I think you and I have talked about this before. A lot of this is dependent upon community support because some of these lunches will not get paid for without special funding, and we have a foundation that has got a fund going to help replenish that money as we use it. So if people are so inclined, they can contribute to that fund to help pay for these lunches.
And that's exactly right, and that will happen through our foundation. And I'm not, everybody wants to know the mechanics of how it works. I'm not really sure. We'll probably talk about that on Tuesday, but what I can say is that our food services people will work with our foundation staff to get debts paid off. And what It either says in our guidelines or our new policy now that the money, the debt will be paid by MCCSC. So
right.
whether that's through our budget money or through donations. And I have had, I've had a lot of offers from attorneys for pro bono work who said that they would work with us to help with debt collection or help people create payment plans when they owe money. So there's just all kinds of support here, whether it's financial or wanting to look after kids or wanting to help us collect the debt. And I just want to say publicly how much we, I know I, but I think I can speak for the board, we appreciate Superintendent DeMuth and her, the fact that she listens to the community and then takes the, all that in and then responds. And I know there were many people who met with her a couple weeks ago and felt very, very good by the fact that she included them in a discussion about this.
Sue, I want to put in one more situation here, and that is there are free and reduced lunch programs out there, and there's paperwork. We will help anyone who is eligible fill out that paperwork. We'll do everything we can to help them become eligible for assistance where assistance
yes.
is warranted. And please, please, if you are in that situation, do not hesitate to contact the MCCSC and let us know how we can help you get the paperwork filed so that that reduces one of the issues in this as it is.
And that's a good point, Keith. And any teacher, any administrator, any staff member at any one of our schools will help. I believe most of our food-providing agencies like Community Kitchen or Mother Hubbard's Cupboard or Hoosier Hills Food Bank would also help people and direct
right.
them in the right direction, because for some people, it might be a matter of language. For other people, sometimes, you know, at least for me, sometimes forms can be scary to fill out. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, there's all kinds of assistance to make sure people get where they need to get and get what they need to get.
Well, and people sometimes don't want to fill forms out when they know what the answer to that question is as well. Pride comes in.
Oh,
you
good
say,
point.
I don't want to deal
oh, yeah.
with this. It's
yeah.
just if I don't address it, it'll go away. But the sad part is you throw it right in your kid's lap, and I don't think that's very fair
right.
either. So this multi-pronged attack, we'll hear more details about on Tuesday of how it's going to work. And Sue, is this a policy that if implemented and doesn't work maybe to the way that it looked like it would work on paper, can you fix it as quickly as we've changed it here in the last month? Is that something that's adjustable as we move on?
You know what, Glass? Yeah, I think so.
We know the federal guidelines we can't mess. We're not talking about that stuff.
No,
we're talking about refining
the federal guidelines.
Yeah.
Right. The federal guidelines just say we have to show how we'll collect debt that's not from federal funds. So as long as we can put in our policy, what it says is that the MCCSC will pay for the debt, any debt that might be incurred, then we're okay with federal guidelines. And you're right, Glass, you saw how quickly the superintendent responded to this. The fact that any policy, new policy or revised policy, has to have two readings is our own policy in MCCSC. So we can always change that, and so that we're able to change a policy with one reading. So, yeah, if something doesn't work right, I'm sure people will be paying attention to this, and people will let us know if it's not working correctly.
Sue, by the way, we're talking with Sue Wanzer, a member of the MCCSC School Board. On Tuesday, we spoke with Dr. Mobley, our new assistant superintendent who handles HR matters, and one of the issues is how are we doing on getting all the teachers we need, and how are we doing on principals and bus drivers and all of that. And we are in pretty good shape, according to Dr. Mobley. We'll have some recommendations at the board meeting on Tuesday for principals, and we're apparently doing quite well compared to some other school systems on the situation with getting teachers.
You know what, Keith, I'm not surprised. I think this is a school corporation where people want to be. They want to teach here. We have a great community in which to live. You know, I know because of the way, positions were vacated in our central administration and people moving up, that created some other vacancies. So I imagine that we'll have a number of recommendations on Tuesday. And, Yeah, I can't imagine that we won't be able to do that because we have school starting soon. So,
well, Mike
so
even
I think
had
be
a,
pretty exciting.
Mike even had a laugh Pardon? With Dr. Mobley about she's replacing herself.
That's right. Got to take
oh,
care
of Oh, that's right, she is.
Yeah.
She is replacing herself, so I hope she finds someone just as good as she was, because Andrea was just a wonderful, wonderful assistant principal at North.
Mm-hmm.
So places to fill, they'll all be filled. Don't anyone worry. They always are filled annually. It always comes down to maybe not the last minute, but here we are late in the summer. It'll all come together.
This is kind of like the countdown. How many days till Christmas?
There you go. But everybody gets a present at Christmas time, uh-huh. So you don't have anything to worry
about.
And
you know, Glass, that's a really good point about they all get filled. When we start school on August 9th, where you see kids in seats and where you see teachers in classrooms isn't necessarily the way it's going to be a month later or a few weeks later, because more children come in, especially as IU faculty and grad students come in.
Sure.
They bring with them kids, so we make adjustments. So Andrea might be pulling her hair out as she does this for the first time, because it means adjustments to teachers and classrooms have to be made throughout the school corporation, and then putting paraprofessionals in classrooms to help out. So we'll see. August 9th, it'll look one way, and I'm sure a couple weeks later, it'll look a little bit different.
I want to put in a plug, too, that if you're a parent and you need to know what kind of supplies do I need for my kid in whatever school and whatever grade, that's all online at the MCCSC. And you can do that. Go at mccsc.edu, and you can look up your school and see what class needs are for your student.
That's a great idea. Wonderful, because that makes it real easy, because for elementary kids, you know, it's listed there by the school. And also, Keith, I think you told me that we're okay with bus drivers, but we can always use a few extra no matter what, because
right.
We can always use the subs. And people can apply with the MCCSC on our website, or they can apply for employment with Auxilio, who is the vendor that was hired. And their website is at indeed.com. And so they'll talk to folks who might be interested in driving for them.
All right, big day Monday. Monday means the normal office hours resume at the administrative
right.
building. That also means that you can check with your schools as well to register.
The 24th.
That's Monday. We'll remind everybody of that next week as well. But that's where you can get in and register and enroll and do all that stuff
right.
and see what kind of supplies you need. If you want to do it, find out what's going on. Again, go to mccse.edu. The roadmap is there for you. You can make out where you need to go. But, yeah, it's coming up right around the corner, and that's part of it. Bus drivers, again, for both companies are they're still looking for
folks. Well,
there's
always openings. There's always cafeteria workers. There's always classroom aides, all kinds of things. Substitute teachers, as Dr. Mobley mentioned, there's all out there. And I want to put in a plug, too, that while you're buying school supplies, and even if you don't have a student in the schools, Teachers Warehouse is a great investment to help students and teachers who often dip into their own pocketbook to get money to buy supplies for students in their classrooms. You can provide them with crayons and glue sticks and scissors and all those kinds of things.
They'll find a home for
That's
them.
That's right.
They'll find a use for them.
Yes, they will. Teacher's Warehouse is just a really neat concept. And if somebody
It's
has
a regional concept. We talked about that with Bette Savage yesterday. It serves five counties.
It's growing.
Mm-hmm. Five
yes,
counties.
It really is growing. So when people take in a donation, they should stop by and take a little tour to see all the different things that are available there to teachers in classrooms. So we're really proud of what Rotary was able to do a number of years ago in starting this, first for us and now stretching it out regionally, as you say, Glass.
Check you can check what they need at the City of Bloomington's Volunteer Network website. Bette Savage had all that for us yesterday. So if you're wondering, well, geez, what do I need? Well, they'll tell you what it is. You can find that at the Bloomington Volunteer Network.
I remember that
website.
White paste we had for glue, and
yeah.
Now it's glue sticks.
Glue everything.
Yeah.
Was it glue this, glue that? We'll know here in just a couple of weeks. And the board meeting is coming up Tuesday
6 p.m. at the administration building.
And all of these.
And close I was going to say, and close to the front of the meeting, close to the beginning of the meeting, after we take care of a little bit of announcements, we'll have public comment if anyone would like to comment, and then we get into the business of our meeting.
There you go. So it's open to the public. We knew there was a full house last time. I don't think you'll have that big of a crowd this time, but you should have people supporting the change to that program and hearing all about it. And next Thursday when we talk, we'll get into the details of that program moving forward.
Okie dokie. That sounds really good.
All right.
I'll talk to you next Thursday then.
Stay cool, if that's possible.
Okay,
please try.
I will.
Please try.
Okay.
And again,
okie dokie.
Tuesday night we'll remind everybody about the meet. Good job, Sue. Thanks.
Okay.